The client from hell. We've all heard the horror stories. No matter how smart you're thinking, how intuitive your research, how clever your advertising, how sharp your media, this client pushes every one of your buttons. Martin had a client like that, the one that pushed him and his account people so that they told the client to go off. And then they walked out of the presentation. You'll learn who that client was in this last episode of Purely Purists, why Martin resigned clients, and you'll learn from Martin what makes great advertising. Hello, I'm Professor Neil Feinstein, and welcome to episode 4 of Purely Purists, a special series from Conversations with the Creators with Advertising Hall of Famer Martin Purists. Martin describes himself as a glass half full guy. He has standards. He knows an idea when he sees one. He has the intuition to take a good idea and make it better, more meaningful, more substantive. But sometimes clients get in the way of good advertising. And for Martin, there's little tolerance for brand mismanagement. Former Amirati and Purist copywriter Helene Spivak talks about Martin's reputation for dealing with challenging clients.
He resigned people. I mean, they actually, you know, would go like, did Amirati keep you or they resign you if people weren't being treated well? And he would talk to Phil Palazzo, who was the money guy, the CFO, and go, Phil, you know, what do we have to do to get rid of them? They're just not treating our people right.
When I asked Martin about how he chose to work with a client or fire a client, this is what he told me.
We want clients that we want to work with, and we're not going to talk to clients we don't want to work with. And if they turn bad, we'll fire them, which we live by that. And it was good for our people and good for our reputation, and it attracted good clients because, you know, we had a reputation for taking good clients.
That is one of the best employee retention strategies. The fact that Amirati and Purists had a reputation for firing clients made employees know that Martin had their back. Here's how Martin operationalized that approach with the client he describes as his worst ever. Reebok. This is a story of Martin being Martin.
So we said, you got to start adding some efficacy to this brand. Otherwise, Nike is just going to kill you. And so they hired us. And they wouldn't let us do anything. Every time we came in with work that added efficacy to the product, they didn't like it. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to do something with somebody standing, you know, and whatever. And so that was a problem. And then they hired a guy who was from a movie studio to be president of Reebok.
All of this led to the infamous client presentation where everything blew up.
And I didn't go to the presentation. I stopped going to the presentations because this isn't going to work. So you guys can keep it if you want to, but I ain't going back. And I get a phone call from the account person in the middle of a presentation. She said, I don't know what to do. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, this new guy is looking at the work, and the work he doesn't like, he's throwing it on the floor, and he just spit on an ad that he didn't like. What should I do? And I said, here's what you should do, and I want you to follow this exactly, please. Pick up all the work. Gather it all up, put it under your arm, look at him and say these words, go yourself, we resign. And she did. And it turned out everybody in Boston hated Reebok. We were on television for firing Reebok. People who hated Reebok came out of the woodwork. It was 3 full pages in the Boston Globe for 3 consecutive days about people hating Reebok.
Whenever I ask my students to name their favorite brand, Nike is at the top of so many lists. Reebok isn't even on their radar screen. Please don't get the wrong impression. Amirati and Purist kept clients for years. There's always friction between clients and agencies. At the end of the day, an agency hands clients advertising that moves their business forward. The client makes money, the agency makes money. People who worked at Amirati and Purist, and I'm quoting Martin, were brilliant, and they went on to do brilliant things. The feeling was mutual. Here's what copywriter Joe O'Neill thinks about Martin.
You know, there was so much to Martin that you could break it down into categories. As a writer, Martin as a boss, Martin as a supervisor. When I finally learned how to write BMW, I used to bring him my copy, and he would scratch one word out, put one word in, scratch another word out, replace that, tell me I should take this paragraph and maybe proceed it with this other one, and then hand me back the copy, and it was better than it was when it came in.
And here's what Helene Spivak said.
He respected written word, and the one thing I have to say that saved him from being killed many times, he has a wonderful sense of humor about himself. He can poke fun at himself and appreciates that. He loves repartee. and is not afraid to laugh. And the most fun I ever had, you know, working was there and just having conversations and being surrounded because of them, because Martin and Rolf were never intimidated.
Advertising is a cyclical business. The hot creative shops are bought by larger agencies until there are no more hot shops around, which creates an opportunity for new creative-focused agencies to launch. That's what happened to Amirati and Puris. In 1999, Martin and Rolf sold their agency, and it became Amirati, Puris, Lintas. Martin says it was the worst mistake he ever made. There are always operational and/or financial reasons behind these mergers, and the art of advertising usually suffers. Martin and Rolf had built a culture of creativity at their agency, which disappeared when the word Lintas was added to the agency's name. We are at a point today where so many great smaller agencies are being gobbled up. But Martin, the glass half full guy, sees opportunity in this windstorm.
I think that the advertising business will be reinvented, but it won't be reinvented by the advertising agencies. It's going to be reinvented by companies who are bringing advertising in-house. Now, in my former life, that's a horror, but now I'm looking at it and I see that it's going to happen.
Martin has advice for clients who he believes are spending money on what he calls transactional advertising. He believes that we have to go back to big ideas, and technology is not a big idea. It's just a way to deliver ideas. So I asked him what a big idea is, and this is what he told me.
Well, it's insightful. Let's start with insight. So that's part research and part intuition. I have this feeling, and I get paid to have these feelings, by the way. I mean, I try to stay tuned to what's going on and find the truth, and you have to search for it. Sometimes it doesn't hit you in the forehead.
Martin puts a lot of stock in intuition and proves it with the story behind Nike's famous Just Do It tagline.
So there was a guy who was convicted for murder in St. Louis or something, and he was going to face a firing squad, and this was all over the newspapers. They were placing a bag over his head, and he said, no, just take the bag off, just do it.
I pushed him more on what makes great advertising, and this is what he described.
How did Dickens come up with Dickens? How did the guy who wrote The Godfather, Puzo, come up with The Godfather? I don't know, because he did. An algorithm can't do that. I mean, that's what he does for a living. He does those things. It has to be insightful. It has to be meaningful. So you can have insight, and it may not be that meaningful. It has to be preemptive. It has to be something somebody else isn't already saying. Saying let's go places with cars running around, there's nothing preemptive there. You only pay for what you need with insurance companies. I mean, any insurance, of course you only pay for what you need. That's nothing new in that, nothing preemptive in that. It has to be memorable, and it has to be compelling. So there are five things. In the end, it has to make me want to do something.
According to Martin, for advertising to be great, it must be insightful, meaningful, preemptive, memorable, compelling, and it must make you take action. As we come to the end of this Purely Purist series, I ask Martin the same question I ask all of my podcast guests. What is the most important advice that you have for my students? Here is Martin's wisdom.
Force you into thinking small. Small ideas are easy. You can slip them under a door. Nobody really cares. It's nothing shake anybody up. But the world is only changed by big ideas, not small ideas. And therefore, people's lives and careers can be changed.
Purely Purist is sponsored by St. John's Graduate Program in Integrated Advertising Communications, a special podcast series from Conversations with the Creators. Thanks to our producer, Matt Stankiewicz, writer Nikita Corbelli, and marketing support from Miriam Prevar. Special thanks to Dean Luca Yandoli, and special guests Steve Farella, Helene Spivak, Joe O'Neill, David Fowler, and, of course, behind-the-scenes input from Martin's silent advertising partner, Rolf Amirati. I'm Professor Neil Feinstein, and I urge you to keep on ideating.